Unit 6. Traveling.
2. Listening.
I want to travel.
Dialogue 1.
Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
I've made up my mind. I am going to travel to Canada.
How exciting! I've never been there myself. When are you leaving?
Next week.
How long are you staying?
2 weeks.
Why did you choose Canada? Have you got friends there?
No, I've always wanted to go, and it gets so much cheaper, and it suddenly seems possible. I've always wanted to see the Niagara Falls.
Well, have a nice trip.
Thank you.
Dialogue 2.
Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Mike, parks in Australia are very beautiful. Can you introduce some to me? Okay. If you want to see animals, Whiteman Park is a good choice. You can get close with some of Australia's fascinating fauna and feed the animals. Can we find some picnic areas there? Yes, and it is open every day of the year. If I want to experience the country lifestyle, where should I go? Tumblegum Farm is the best choice. Oh, it's a farm? You can also feed kangaroos and sheep there.
B.
Listen again and tick the answers to the question. What can John experience in Australia?
5. Reading.
Is traveling good to children?
Traveling abroad is good to children. It will not only open their mind, but also enrich their experience. It was a good chance to learn new cultures and meet new friends, which can improve their communication skills. However, it takes parents a lot of money to send their children abroad. And some children prefer traveling to learning. It's really a waste of money. I think traveling abroad can help children to develop an international outlook and learn to be independent. So high school students should be encouraged to travel abroad if their parents can afford.
8.
The joy of English. The advantages of traveling by bicycle. To travel by bicycle has many advantages. First, it is the least expensive way of traveling apart from walking. If you travel by bicycle, you don't have to buy tickets as you have to when traveling by bus or train, and you don't have to buy gas as you must when you drive cars. All you have to do is to buy a bicycle, and that can last years and years. Second, traveling by bicycle is good for health because it is good exercise. If you go to work by riding a bicycle instead of driving or taking a bus, you can have a better chance of exercising your muscles, and that will keep you fit. Last but not least, bicycling is good for our environment. It is less noisy than almost any other means of transportation, and it does not pollute the air. Perhaps everyone should do a bit of bicycling to help make our cities clean while at the same time keeping ourselves fit.